My name is Jeanette. I am 17 years old, and today's date is November 23rd. I'm speaking with Jennifer, who's my mom, and Jeanette, who's my aunt. We're recording this interview in Forest Park, Illinois. So, the first question, can you guys tell me a bit about your childhood and how you guys were like?
Well, my name is Jeanette, and my childhood was very difficult. I was abandoned by my mom when I was 5, and the only person that I really had in my life was my sister, your mother, Jennifer. But even though it was hard, I was always happy to have your mother with me. I was a very happy child.
How about you, any comments? Nada?
No, pues.
¿Vas a decir algo?
¿Para mí como la idea, babe?
My childhood, that was?
Yeah.
Well, not good at all. Are you recording?
Yeah.
In my opinion, not good. It was hard.
Say.
Nah, grow up.
What part of it was hard? Like,
not be with your parents. And
stop, don't put your hand in here.
Not having somebody to guide you or something, because we were like no mother and father at the same time. And before she left us, it was not an easy life because she was not a lady who used to behave like a mother should behave. She would be doing wrong stuff as the oldest. I would see that, and she would lock us in a room, no food, and be all day in the room. And at such a young age, like 3, that's what I remember. And it's a lot more, but I don't know if you want to hear the whole thing.
It's up to you. How about, can you guys tell me something dumb you did when you were little or recently?
So when I was little, I was about, I think, 7 years old. I was trying to get this fruit like in a very tall tree. So in Mexico, you use like a really long stick with a little hook on the top, which is made out of like a hanger, like a metal. So the electric lines were on the way. So me, instead of getting the branch,
le puse el
gancho en la vía eléctrica, eléctrica donde iban las, y que me avienta el ese, y mi tía me pegó. No, mi madrastra me pegó, porque mi tía le dijo que yo
había hecho eso,
y la electricidad se fue en todo el bloque. Do you remember doing something dumb in your life? No, she never did anything.
Is it, papi?
She did. I remember.
Papi,
you hit me. You threw me against the fence, and I couldn't breathe. And then you were worried.
Okay, that was not dumb. That was because I was stressed out and alone. And Papa's sister. That was not something dumb that I just like, oops.
You were worried.
She was a pain, and you know what?
Okay.
Oh, well, I sneaked my boyfriend through a window when I was 14. That was Lewis. Okay, something now? No, but Kanye was there. Everybody there.
Everybody
didn't get
there.
No free time.
Only girls. Only girls.
Only girls in the house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys talking about girls in the house.
Okay, wait.
She's gonna say your mom and your.
What was your childhood home like, and who lived with you?
Oh my God. A bunch of Well, it was 8 of us in this house with 3 rooms. So all the girls, we were 4 girls, we were all in a small room. So we
with a stepmom.
With my stepmom.
And half sisters and brothers.
And sometimes it was fun, but sometimes it wasn't.
You guys just already described your bedroom. You guys had to share.
Yeah, it was a bitty bitty room for 4 of us.
How about, tell me more about your siblings, like your half brothers and sisters.
Well, in my part, as Jennifer, the oldest, to be honest, I didn't like none of them. They were pain. Well, except the little one, my real sister, the baby sister. But my father couldn't stand them. Stepmom, I couldn't stand her either. She was mean. That's the reason, because they were mean. And they abused, like, verbally, physically. And No bond. How do you say that?
You didn't bond with them.
At all. We thought I did, but nah. I was not happy with all of them. So that's it. How are you, Jenna?
Well, yeah, pretty much that, because, you know, I always try to show everybody that I care for them and love them, but it was kind of hard.
So continue.
Okay. So yeah, practically what your mom said is because with mostly we felt like nobody cared for us.
Well, basically she just said that you guys were the only 2 close for.
Yeah, my sister. This whole, I felt like I have to, even though I'm only a year younger than her, but she always says that I'm like a baby. But I also felt like I needed to look out for her. But I mostly she looked out for me.
Is there any funny stories people tell about you or anything you guys did with your siblings or something?
Something funny?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like another thing with
now is funny, but that day that I saw that damn witch in Mexico, to be honest, remember, it's funny. At the same time, sad, but funny to me. Because we realize those things, they don't exist to me. What else funny we did? But I feel like he's think funny, I don't know.
No, no era chistoso eso.
He does the same thing in every movie.
Ahora sí. Dumb.
Memory that stood out.
Oh, cuando tu mamá le una no teníamos que tener novio, y una vez una señora que era bien metiche la cachó con el novio en el parque y le tomó fotos.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, that is funny.
La tomó
the fotos. Lady. Uh-huh. I wasn't doing anything. Well, just the kiss.
Yeah.
She took me a bunch of pictures and showed it to this girl, her niece. Did she want her?
She literally has to put that on.
Her niece to date that guy. The guy I was dating before, that boy I was kissing at the park. He was a little kicking during the, how do you call it? Relate, noviazgo, pues.
Our relationship?
Uh-huh. Con el menso de rey. Nos habíamos dejado y el ese que está en la congregación que estaba tía. Okay, next question.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I farted.
Okay, apologize. That's my daughter. She's only 5.
The what? What was the question? What was the
What was the...
5 years old.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Okay.
The worst thing we did was lie to our father that we didn't have any boyfriends, but we did.
That's the worst thing you feel guilty about?
The worst thing I feel guilty. Oh, that's terrible. The worst thing I feel guilty is slapping my sister when they told me to slap her, and I was like 6 years old.
You slapped me?
Uh-huh. I slapped her and I pushed her, and she didn't want to hit me because she knew why I was doing it, and then I started crying because they made me do that to her, and that's the thing I always regret.
She wanna cry just thinking about it. Oh.
Se lamentó, yo me acordaba que me madrió.
Well, for me, Jennifer, the oldest right here, school was hard for me, especially as growing up, we had some issue on the learning part. Just we couldn't learn fast enough. We had to go to the psychologist around my age 11. So all the way to high school, it was hard to focus, you know, like be in class and learn. That was a hard. And, you know, be more open to talk.
So
to me, in that aspect, it was hard. According to getting along with people, well, I like to better stay away out of trouble. But the harder was learning, like being in class.
Did your brother come in?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were talking about school. Like, it could be like a difficulty or... something good about it that you like?
I like school, but it was, you get to learn, but it was kind of difficult back in the late 80s, early 90s, because there was a lot of gang-related, and they just always try to pick on you, and it was really bad. I used to go to Roberto Clemente, so you kind of don't... You worry more about protecting yourself than kind of learning.
So
I was never like with groups. I was always, you know, just one friend or two. But that's it. But still, like, everybody around you was very violent. Right? Remember?
If you could go back and relive your teenage years.
Teenage. Yes.
You're back to teenage years? So why?
That will make a lot of things different. I will stand up. I will stand for myself. I will stand up for myself.
Oh, yeah. True. If you could go back and all that, I beat the crap out of my sisters, my brothers. I will put my stepmom in her place. That had the guts to, you know, like talk for myself. Yeah, that'd be basically it.
It says, do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was and where it happened. No.
Yes, I remember. I mean, who it was. It was with Peter Palavera, and it was on his house. Well, not inside his house, by the stairs, front stairs.
Was this like what a day or after a day or something, or was it like?
I was 14. That's crazy.
Okay, this is Jennifer, the oldest, okay? Yeah, I remember, I think. It was this boy, Puerto Rican, Luis. I sneak my sister-in-law's basement. She sneaked me in her room by the window. And I was 14 around there. So, yeah, we did some kissing, kissing.
And how do you get it?
Okay, mine.
Yeah, if you guys had nicknames when you were little.
Yes, a mí me llaman la negra. And how did I get that? Well, because I'm like la negra de la casa.
¿Y tú, ma?
I didn't have one.
¿No te llamaron de algo en la escuela?
Well, they used to call me this name in Spanish. What the... Oh, besides Moonface, you know, the character around the 80s, the big Moonface. I don't remember what they called me that. Eh? But it was Correcaminos, because I was fast and running, I guess. But what do you call me? I don't know. Oh, now that I'm older, they call me the Gordis, because I was not Gordis before.
Do that cable?
So this one, well, it's not on here, but how was it like when you guys had to take care of like us when we were little? Like, how was parenthood, in other words?
It was great. To me, it's like the biggest gift that God had gave me. All of you. All my children.
Oh.
So then these girls and my boys. So for me, I don't have enough words to say how that's the most beautiful thing that happened in my life.
You too, man?
What was the question?
No, this is a different one. Pero se me olvidó ponerlo. So I asked, how was it you having children and like being around Suhei, Mario, and todo eso?
What is having children?
Yeah, parenthood.
What does that mean to you?
As a parent, well, to be honest, it's not easy. I'm happy, but it was not easy. Oh, it's not easy at the same time still. To be a parent, so. I mean, I'm happy to have them. To around, be around, but it's not easy.
What does religion or spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today? Pueden contestar, bro.
Okay, but what is very important? Well, I remember when I was 10, my father started learning or reading the Bible, so learning about God's purpose in life and the things he's going to change in this world, it gives me hope and gives me peace inside of me. So it's very important. I know sometimes we should like look for God more than we usually do. Because without him, we're like lost. I mean, you feel empty if you don't.
So it's like
have him in your life.
Okay, me. Well,
anyway, is this one?
Mauricio, your daughter wants help.
Well, it means.
I didn't ask for help.
A lot to when you learn, like my opinion, like my religion, because it helps you whatever you learn or what we capture in our Bible, the word of God, and help us better be better human and to think twice or a lot of things say it's not good to do when you are growing up.
You did. I just
like knowing that you hate somebody, but knowing about God knows that you cannot have hate on your heart. And learning about God's words, the Bible, help you better be parent, human, person, and to work hard, and you have a little bit more peace.
Okay, this was like 2008, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, tu tía cuando tenías cáncer, ¿cómo, like, how did having cancer change your life and like yours as well?
Well, cuando yo tenía cáncer, cuando yo empecé a ver la vida diferente, porque nunca uno piensa, como yo tenía la edad de 34 años. 34 años, o nunca pensé nunca pensé que la vida me iba a cambiar, en el sentido de que nunca se espera una enfermedad así, crónica, seria. Eso te enseña a valorar más la vida y a los que están alrededor tuyos, y quererlos, porque uno nunca sabe lo que puede pasar.
¿Y tú? Like, ¿cómo cambió a ti? ¿Cómo tu actitud? Or the way?
Well, I do not have an illness or whatever. So, but when things happen like that, I don't know. Well, we had worked with my father when he was sick. So when things happen like that, it kind of help you more to be a better person. To see for others. And like when things comes more around you like that, with people with illness or anything. I don't know.
So, tell me about one or two people that have been your biggest influences in life.
I would say, first of all, Jehovah. Since Jehovah God, since he teaches us how to be better persons, and yes, we try to apply his consejos. But another person will be my sister. She's always there for me.
How has she influenced you, like, by being there all the time?
That assures me that I'm never alone. That no matter what happens in her life, we will always have each other. And that I always count on her for advice.
Just in case.
For advice. Because I love her to the universe.
¿Y tú, ma? Like, well, one or two people?
To me, like I say about religion, when you have gone a lot through a lot of stuff and you learn about God, it help you, like, a lot of things put them in the bag, like, make you stronger. So first it was Jehovah, always put him in first place, and then he gives you the
fuerza.
What's fuerza? Strength.
Strength. To tolerate anything that comes around. Then I have my sister and my little daughter's niece and my little baby Jacob. To be honest. Give us that strength to keep on going and being happy. Because when you go through things and you don't have them around, like I have them, my sis or my kids and my little babies.
So he said that her potatoes are such a bomb, yeah. They don't need them.
The last question is, how would you like to be remembered by?
One. You always gotta be strong. Anything you go through, I want to see no crying. And the life goes on.
And
always see for each other. Be there for your loves. And beside your loves, as a Jehovah's Witness, you have to see for others. And
Yeah, that's me. I mean, because after you passed away, you're not in this war. I mean, only memories. Remember me, the strong lady right there. If you want to say the grumpy lady, well, that's the grumpy lady. That'd be all.
Remembered by it. Or like anyone, anything you
want to. Well, I just want my girls, of course, my girls, I mean you, Valeria, Suhei, Gubi, Jacob, everybody, your mom, everybody should remind me as a person that loves you all the way to the universe. Oh, yes. Just to end this up, I just want to say I am very proud of my niece, Jeanette, because she is a really strong girl, too, and she has learned to seguir adelante a pesar de que ha pasado por momentos difíciles, pero ha sido una niña muy bright, muy decente, que es muy importante. I just want to say I'm so proud of you and love you.
Well, we didn't have a lot of time to talk all the little Lazarus girls story, but the thing is, to this moment is a happily ever after. We have a new baby coming, and we got a Jacob, so it keep us happy and moving, and Ruby. So all these things happen, sickness, and, you know, tragedies. But we can say we are really happy and doing good job as a mom, titis, and as a human being. We got to work on a lot of stuff, but we're working on it. So, yeah, we're happy.